Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are all living in unprecedented times, and I don't think any one of us ever imagined that we would live through a time when the doors of the masjid would be closed. There are no five daily prayers taking place at the masjid. There is no Friday Jumu'ah. And also this year, for the moment, there will be no Taraweeh prayers in the masjid. So this is something that definitely weighs heavily upon the heart, and it is a genuine reason to be sad. But it is also a time for introspection. It is a time for turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to continue our jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah azza wa jal reminds us, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that those people who do jihad in our way, for our sake, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up means and opportunities for them and brings them closer to Him. So we can still get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, with the arrival of the month of Ramadan, the month of unimaginable mercy from Allah azza wa jal, from abundant grace and rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgiveness is right around the corner from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an opportunity for us all to refocus, to renew our faith, and to strengthen our resolve and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be spending our days fasting, and we'll also be standing in the nights praying and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that special act of worship which we know as Taraweeh. However, this year Taraweeh will be different. We will not be coming to the masjid with the same excitement and energy, and we will not be standing shoulder to shoulder and look towards one another with great zeal and happiness and joy due to the current circumstances that we are in. We will not be able to listen to the recitation of the profound and majestic and timeless beautiful words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in spite of this, it's important for us to make sure that we pray our Taraweeh at home. Now, jurists from all four schools of fiqh agree that Taraweeh prayer is a sunnah mu'akkada for both men and for women. So according to the Hanafis, the Hanbalis, and some Malikis, it is an emphasized sunnah mu'akkada, something which was highly stressed upon by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whereas for the Shafi'is, it's not a sunnah mu'akkada, it is just a sunnah, or it is a nafli ibadah. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam established this practice himself and encouraged the Sahaba ikram to do it as much as possible. Abdullah ibn Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu ta'ala, and he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that he stated that Allah azza wa jal has made fasting in the month of Ramadan obligatory upon you all, and I have made standing in prayer during its night a practice for you all. Subhanallah. So in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ recorded from Sayyidina Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and he mentions the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would encourage his companions to stand in their night prayer and encourage them to do it without commanding them. Why? Because if he commanded them, then it would become fard upon them, but rather he would encourage them. So this is a means for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to connect with our deen, to connect with the Quran, and also to connect with a beautiful sunnah and tradition and part of our history, and connect to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would say, whoever stands in prayer at night during Ramadan with faith, iman and wahtisaban, and expects reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his previous sins will be forgiven. So Ramadan, there's two elements to Ramadan. It is fasting and it is also praying as well. So we should not just do one without the other. They both are like our right hand and our left hand. So we should fast during the day and stand firm and stand strong during the night in the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins for the day and also for our nights as well. So this prayer that is referred to in the month of Ramadan is referring to Taraweeh, and it is a sunnah for us to fulfill, whether in the masjid, and if you are unable to fulfill this sunnah within the masjid, then it is important for us to continue to fulfill the sunnah within our homes. So within your homes, you know, as a family, you should be praying Salah together. As a family, you should be praying Taraweeh together. And whoever knows the most amount of Quran from your sons, then they should be standing, if you know it, then they should be standing at the front and leading the Taraweeh Salah and reading as much as they can in a chronological order from Fatiha all the way to Wannas, whatever they know. And if they know short surahs, then they can repeat them as often as possible. But during these unprecedented times, there is another option, and this is something which is very important for us to consider as well. Ordinarily, we don't consider this because this is part of other fiqhs, and we only follow the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Nevertheless, during these circumstances, we can look towards other fiqhs because they provide other solutions as well. So, to connect ourselves with the Quran, to connect ourselves with the recitation of the Quran during Taraweeh, we can also potentially pray Taraweeh whilst reading from the Mus'haf, which means whilst reading from the Quran. So the short answer is yes, you can do this. So according to the Malikis, according to the Shafi'is, and according to the Hanbalis, it is permissible for the Imam to recite from the Mus'haf, i.e. to recite from the Quran during Taraweeh. During Taraweeh. So if the Quran is in front of the Imam, so on a stand, on a lectern, whether it is your iPad, whether it is a other device, or the Quran is there in front of you in a large print and is in front of you, it is permissible according to the Malikis, the Shafi'is and Hanbalis for the Imam to lead the Salah and to recite from the open Quran. However, according to the Hanafis, and this is specifically Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he said it is impermissible for the Imam to recite from the copy from the Quran during the Salah, because he considers that this will invalidate the prayer. And the rationale mentioned behind this ruling by Imam Abu Hanifa is that when you read from the Mus'haf, this entails excessive movement. Amal kathir, as he mentioned, that you'll have to be changing the page again and again. So this is something that he says, that an excessive amount of movement would render your Salah invalid, because there are certain set things that you do during your Salah and you do not do anything external to that. So by you turning the pages over, this is his rationale and reasoning behind it. By excessive movement, then this will invalidate the Salah. And the second reason he gives is learning, talaqqun. He said, because you are actually learning from the Quran whilst you are reciting it, and learning something is external to the actual Salah itself, because Salah must be done from memory. So he says, because of the excessive movement and because of the external learning, amal kathir and talaqqun, these two elements invalidate the prayer. However, according to the Malikis and the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, this does not invalidate the prayer. But even within the Hanafi tradition, there is no complete consensus on this particular invalidation. So the two students, the two most prominent students of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, were Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad. And they too, rahmatullahi alayhi, both of them too, they disagreed with their teacher. So they are Hanafis, and they are the ones who propagated the Hanafi fiqh far and wide. And the majority of the fiqh in the world are Hanafis. Majority of people who follow the fiqh are Hanafis. If you look at Asia, if you look at Pakistan and India, Afghanistan and various other countries, the majority do follow the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa. So Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhima, they disagreed with their teacher, and they were of the opinion that reading from the Quran during the Salah does not invalidate the prayer. But they mentioned that it is disliked. However, it is disliked for you to do this. Why? Because they say that they argue that looking at the Mus'haf itself is a form of worship. So when you're looking at the Quran, it's not something external, it is part of the Salah, because it is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it becomes part of worship. So they argue, Imam Yusuf and Imam Muhammad, they argue that looking at the Quran, looking at the Mus'haf itself is a form of worship, and therefore this does not invalidate the prayer. However, they do say it is disliked because it resembles the worship of the people of Ahl al-Kitab, the tashabbuh bi Ahl al-Kitab. So it is disliked, however it is not invalidated. invalidate it. It does not invalidate the prayer. So during these unprecedented times, normally we have our fiqh and we stick to that fiqh for our consistency, just like we apply the English legal system here in the UK. We do not apply the French legal system or the American legal system. They have their interpretation and their approach to their fiqh, to their jurisprudence, to their particular laws. We follow the English legal system. Similarly, if you are Hanafis, you follow the Hanafi legal system, the jurisprudence of Imam Hanifa. But in exceptional circumstances, it is permissible, and this is done often by muftis during talaq cases or inheritance cases or various other cases, where they take a ruling from another fiqh in order to facilitate or to provide a dispensation in difficult times. So in these difficult times, if you have a lectern or a stand at home, or if you have a large iPad or a tablet or a large print of the Quran, and you are able to place that in front of you, and you want to be connected to the Quran during the month of Ramadan, and you want to feel like you are reciting the Quran within your homes, then it is permissible for you in these exceptional circumstances to take the opinion of Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad and have the Quran in front of you and recite the Quran. This way, from the beginning of Ramadan up until the end of Ramadan, you'll be able to complete the entire recitation of the Quran. So under normal circumstances, I would always say that the qawl and the statement of Abu Hanifa is the one which we take precedent with and we follow that. However, under these exceptional circumstances, there is nothing wrong from a fiqhi perspective, because remember, this is not related to aqidah, not related to your iman, this is related to jurisprudence and fiqh and approach and methodology. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with acting upon the opinion of Imam Malik or Imam Shafi'i or Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, or equally the opinion of the sahibain, which Imam Yusuf and Imam Muhammad. So building off the position of the sahibain, I would encourage people, perhaps if they do have the ability within their homes, to pray the Taraweeh within their homes with the Quran open, and then they can read the Quran as much as possible, and within their homes they can recite the Quran and complete the Quran, just for this exceptional circumstances that we are living in. But normally we should encourage everyone to memorize the Quran as much as possible and recall the Quran and recite the Quran from memory, because this is another important part of connecting with the Quran and preserving the Quran. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all during these extreme and exceptional circumstances to still remain connected to the Quran, to the month of Ramadan. And if you have the ability to do so, then within your homes, recite the Quran and complete the entire recitation of the Quran. Jazakumullahu khairan.